What is a biosimilar?
So a biosimilar is a very complex drug which is manufactured by biotechnology. It's manufactured by living organism, and that makes them different from the drugs we normally take, which are small molecules or small drugs. And these small drugs are, for example, acetaminophen or Tylenol, and they are produced by chemical processes. So it's a biotechnology process. It's complex, and biosimilars are produced by living organisms. I think that's the main three points.
Is there a difference between what's known as a biologic drug and a biosimilar?
Yeah, a biologic drug is essentially the original drug approved by the FDA years ago, for example. And the biosimilar is a similar biologic. It's not the same. It's not identical. It's just similar, but it has similar efficacy and safety. That's a requirement.
Give me an example of a biosimilar.
Biosimilars were just recently approved in the United States, at least for inflammatory bowel disease, and there are two. They are called Renflexis and Inflectra.
We'll come more to that detail in a minute, but in other words, it's a drug or a group or a couple of drugs that mimic the effect of a well-known drug, and they're similar to it, but in some ways different.
Yep.
What's the difference between a generic drug? So, for example, the example you used was acetaminophen, which is a generic drug at this point. What's the difference between a generic drug and a biosimilar?
So a biosimilar is similar to the originator. I call the originator the original biologic. The generic is absolutely identical. So the acetaminophen is identical to what we know as Tylenol, which was first on the market. And due to the complex process used for production of biologics, you can never really do an absolutely identical copy. You will never generate this. Ironically, the Remicade, what we have today, is probably best described as a biosimilar of the Remicade which we used in 2000. There were several manufacturing processes changed in total, I think, about 36 times over the last 20 years. And every time you change a manufacturing process to make it better, to make it more efficient, the batch is not the same produced with the new manufacturing process compared to the old one. Of course, there are no significant differences. The differences are in the range of 1 to 3%. But that is essentially not an identical copy of the Remicade we used 10 to 15 years ago. So if you get Remicade today, it's a similar biosimilar of the Remicade you got in 2012. Just an example.
If you're cooking chicken on the grill, it could be the same recipe, but because the place that you got your chicken from would be different, they would not be identical. They would be even though the recipe was the same, the chicken dish would be slightly different. They would be similar but different.